Dan, come up. Let's pray for you. Heavenly Father, I pray for this man of God. Lord, I pray as he shares this word, I pray, Father, that your word will come out of his lips. Lord, the sound that he makes will be the Holy Spirit instructing him. And we pray for, I want to pray for our congregation. I pray for every single one of us that we can gain something from this morning. Bless you, Lord. Amen.
Morning, everyone. It's nearly afternoon, isn't it? Hey, hey. Right, let's see if this thing works. We're just pointing hope, yeah? Oh, look at that. Okay, naturally supernatural. Right, well, I'm used to walking around, so this has kind of given me a bit of an anchor, so hopefully I'll stay put, all right? So let me just give you a quick background about me, okay? Middle button, up, down, top. Yep. Oh, cool, okay. Wasn't expecting that. Oh, well, hey, okay, prophecy and healing. I think there's probably a series on prophecy and a series on healing that could easily be done. So stuck me in the deep end here, right? But when it comes to prophecy and healing, just a little bit of background for me. So it all started for me when I was 12 years old, okay? I'm sure my parents would say otherwise. I was 12 years old, we was at Centre Park, so I was celebrating my birthday, and one of my parents sat me down and said, so you going to be a Christian or not? Pretty straightforward, right? And I thought, you know what? I've seen my parents before they were Christians. I've seen my parents after. They weren't too bad. Chance to drop you in it. But you know what? There was a massive difference. And the world could have used us and our gifts really, really well. But the Lord has used them much better. I decided to commit my life to the Lord. I became a Christian. Went to school and tried to evangelize every single one of my classmates. Didn't go down very well. We'll see about that. Now, I got baptized shortly after in our garden. We were fortunate enough to be brought up with a swimming pool in the garden. We were blessed with that. And a little while later, the Holy Spirit hit me, like, big time. I was just, like you guys, I was just sitting in my chair. I didn't come up. I didn't ask for it. I didn't realize I'd asked for it. I got baptized by water, then baptized by the Spirit. And my mum, I think my dad was up the front, and it was in a school, just like this, but a lot smaller, and it just hit me. I didn't know what it was hitting me, and I just felt so hot, and I wasn't really hot to touch, and my spirit was just on fire, and I was in tears. I wasn't, like, bellowing, crying, or anything like that, but I was just streaming. Something was happening. Something special was happening. And fortunately, I'm only 33 years old, but I've got 21 years of experience of naturally supernatural. And the things that are normal to me aren't normal to the world, and I really want to share that with the rest of the church, because I feel like not everyone, it's not just this church, but like not everyone feels it naturally, like straight away. So for me, I was brought up on it. So when it comes to prophecy and healing, I just want to explain just 1 Corinthians 12, if that's right. Can we get that on the screen, or do I need to do that? Okay, let's have a quick read. So bear with me, because I feel like I should read this out to you guys. Can I do this? I'm going to get told off. Only if I break it. Okay, right, let's go. Okay, so now about the gifts of the Spirit. Brothers and sisters, I do not want you to be uninformed. Can I hear the next one? Yeah. You know that when you were pagans, somehow or other, you were influenced and led astray to mute idols. Therefore, I want you to know that no one who is speaking by the Spirit of God says, Jesus be cursed. And no one can say, Jesus is Lord, except by the Holy Spirit. There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but in all of them and in everyone, It is the same God at work. Now, to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one, there is given through the Spirit a message of wisdom. To another, a message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by that one Spirit. To another, miraculous powers. To another, prophecy. To another, distinguishing between spirits, or discernment, that is. To another, speaking in different kinds of tongues. And to still another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are the work of the one and same Spirit, and he distributes them to each one, just as he determines. Just as the body, though one, has many parts, but all its parts form one body, so it is with Christ. So I don't know if anyone's actually got their notice sheet, but if you have, can you just hold it up for me? I will not break the mic. Okay, so we've got a few. All right, so I just want you to play a little game with me quick. All I want you to do is just hold it in your hands. Okay? Close your eyes. All right? And I want you to just fold it in half. Close your eyes. I just want you to make sure you're not copying anyone else, okay? Fold it in half any way you want. And what I want you to do, just fold it in half again. Okay, once you've done that, now I just want you, it's up to you to determine. Just take a little tear, just off the top left corner. No peeking. Okay, when you've done that, the corner below that, just do the same. There you go. Now I just want you to unfold it one time. I just want you to do another tear, the top right corner. No peeking, I can see. My mum's the worst culprit. This is not a preach of condemnation. Okay, right, now you're done. Open your eyes and just hold your piece of paper up for me. Just unfold it all the way if it needs going. Anyone look the same? I don't see any that look the same. We might have some matching ones. Now, my point here is that, say that was a message from God. It didn't work out very well because even if we were by the same God, the same Spirit, cheers, Alan, then maybe it would all be the same, but it's not. So sometimes the Lord needs to give you prophecy, needs to give you a perfect word, needs to give you something, and you know it's from him. And then we don't end up with different messages like this. So I hope we didn't destroy everyone's notice sheets. So this was explained to me a long time ago by an elder, that you need to really listen to the Lord and just make sure you get that perfect word. So the Lord's just giving me some more stuff right now. It's just a bit confused. I'm getting some words of knowledge, and I'm going to bring this to you at the end. So there'll be time to minister to you guys. There's going to be words for people. There's going to be healings in the room, some signs as well. That's going to be a little later, but that's stopping me, okay? Thanks, Dino. All right. So how it all started for me. Christian, baptized by the Holy Spirit, now I want to see some action. What's going on? Because seemingly nothing for a couple of years. I'm going to church, I'm starting taking notes, I'm reading the Bible, and I've got the word for today, or the word for you today, and the youth one, and all sorts. And I'm just getting stuck. You know those brand new Christians that are like on fire before it happens again, you know? And then we went to Malta on holiday. We took our nan, that was fun, and I ate some dodgy chicken. It was grey. It was dodgy chicken, and my stomach started playing up. And I went to the doctor, and he gave me some antibiotics. And he said, if you don't take these antibiotics, you can get a real nasty stomach bug. And I said to him, okay, I'll take them. I took them for 2 days, never discussed it, I didn't like them. And I was like, well, God will just heal me, because I've read that like so many times in the Bible, so we'll just go with that. And then I got Campylobacter, which is one of the nastiest stomach issues you can get. People are nodding, so I feel your pain. I had that for about a year, which was nasty. And I started getting into fitness. I started teaching, doing personal training, teaching classes. And then one week, my boss said to me, I want you to teach just the abs classes. And the worst thing you can do is a sit-up if you've got Campylobacter. And I was like, what is going on? What is going on? This hurts so much. I was like, Lord, you said you'd heal me. So I thought, right, I'll try the antibiotics. Couldn't find them. It's long gone. And I was just like, right, I need to go to the doctor again. And our doctor is called Dr. Sills. He didn't mess about. So he probably would have slapped me if he knew I didn't take the medication. I'm telling you. And then we had this minister. His name was Paul, I think. He came to our church, and he was going to preach healing. And I was like, oh, I better get some of this. And I was sitting there, and the Lord said to me, did I tell you not to take the medication? And it didn't dawn on me that I'd, for the first time, just heard God, because I should have been like, sheesh. But I was like, right, okay. He said, get up and get in the queue. And I got in the queue, and I felt what's called pneuma, just a breeze, just literally across my stomach. And I was like, oh, that was weird. So I stood up, tensed my stomach, and I was like, I'm healed. And I must have whispered it. But the preacher literally just went, and looked around the queue, saw me, and he was like, you, come here. And he grabbed me up the front. I think you guys were there. Grabbed me up the front. He said, you all right? What's going on? I said, just been healed of campylobacter. He said, I haven't prayed for you yet. And I literally got healed in the queue. So my first healing and my first word from God was within seconds of each other. But they do go together. And since then, there's been so many miracles and words in my life. Like, I get asked this question, how can you be a Christian? How can you believe in God? How can you believe in anything at all? And I get that from atheists a lot. And my answer is, I'd be foolish not to, because I've been blessed in such a way that there's more evidence for me that there is something than there isn't. So I really feel for the world, those people in that way. But that's me. That's the point of view that I'm coming from, okay? I'm going the wrong way again. So, this one is interesting. What's so special about a person who calls himself a prophet or prophetically gifted person? And the answer is nothing. It's a short answer. There is literally, Tino's nodding, he has this gift in and he knows. There is nothing special at all, not in the slightest way. God is special. And I think we all know that. I can see a lot of people nodding. There is nothing special about that person. And there is not a crown on our head, but a shovel in our hand. And this is how important this is, okay? So I've had people thank me for words before. Great, love it. But praise the Lord, okay? There was one girl in one meeting, her name was Stephanie, and she was suffering from schizophrenia. And the Lord said to me, don't touch her. And that got really real for me, because that was weird. Like, that was really weird. And I said, okay, fine. And she was looking at me in such a weird way. I had my hands closed and my eyes closed, my hands open, but I wasn't touching her. And then I felt something just lift off of her. She was a big lady, but she looked a lot lighter, about 30 seconds later. And she said, I'm healed. I was like, good for you. See you later. Next, I want to pray for some knees or something, like something normal, okay? That happened as well, okay? Now, a few days later, she stood up in church and she said, I've got a testimony, because we used to do praise reports at the beginning of church. And I sat at the back of church and my spirit was so unsettled. And I was like, what is it? Was she lying? Was she not healed? What was going on? And she said, Danny healed me. And I think I nearly died, because I felt my spirit go, see you later. And she went, no, I mean, Danny prayed for me and God healed me. And I felt my spirit go, okay, now we're back. And that was terrifying. Okay, so please, don't ever let anything like that happen in this church, okay? It's all him. So what's the point of prophecy? So communication is key in anything, in any team, in any family. Communication is key. That's why you send a text message to someone, you forget to put a kiss on the end, and the other person's like, oh, don't they like me anymore? It's because you can't communicate the smile properly in a text, all right? No, it's true. Because my mum does it. She puts a kiss on the end now. I noticed that. She didn't before, and I thought, what did I do? What did I do? Straight away, I'm like checking myself. What did I do? Probably was something. I don't know. But it edifies the church. Now, Corinthians 1, 14, verse 4. We got that? Yeah, I don't know if I sprung that on you guys. No, it literally says, prophecy edifies the church. Okay, we can go back to it at some point if you want. Now, that's edifying. We're talking coaching, correcting, anything. It is not condemnation. You'll never get a prophetically gifted person come up to you and go, "Hey, sinner, get your act together." That's not how it works. Prophecy always comes with help and hope and encouragement. It's there to make things better. Okay? Any time that there's judgment in the Bible, the Lord is so obvious. He's always got that scarlet thread of redemption. There's always a way out. So like you said, Pastor, with Gideon in the hole that he put himself in, there was a way out. There was only one way out. And he had to go that way. All right. So just in the Bible alone, we're looking at how many prophecies? 1,239 in the Old Testament, 578 in the New Testament, and 55 of them about Jesus alone. So it is so important. It is so important. They knew that Christ was who he said he was, that he fulfilled all these things. There are a few left for him to fulfill. And I look forward to the fact that we're probably going to see those things. Okay. So we'll come up to this in a minute. Now, just a quick testimony. Just I feel like someone needs to hear this. I had a problem at work. I worked with non-Christians. I had one Christian friend. His name's Barney. He's now a pastor. Okay. He was non-Christian when we met him. And he ended up marrying us, which is pretty cool. We saw this thing on TV. It was called the Lakeland Outpouring. So there was a guy called Todd Bentley who was known for like hitting people, but they got healed, like doing some weird stuff. And I thought, do I need to get some of this? I don't know. And I watched it on TV, and it got to like 30 days, something like that. And then a prophet in our church said to us, "You're going." I thought, well, good luck, because I can't get any time off of work. I can't afford it. It's not going to happen. Then I got a train, I got a plane ticket, I got money for a taxi to get all the way over there. Yeah, absolutely everything. The hotel was paid, it was 4 days, and the day we came back was my birthday, and we went out there, and it was amazing. But we could have only got there if 10 shifts in 4 or 5 days got covered between the two of us. And this one person, Paul, who used to just go on and on and on about how the Bible's got more fiction than Harry Potter in it. He rang up one day and said, "Dan, if you've got any shifts, I can cover." And he covered all of them. That non-Christian covered all of them. And we went out there and we prayed with a guy. And he prayed that we would take burning embers. Like we would take the spirit back with us to England. And we did. And a lot happened. And we saw some weird stuff. There was a guy who was blind in one eye and had a glass eye in the other. I could barely see. And after not so long, he could see shadows in the glass eye. And the normal eye could see. But he was also a double amputee. So he had legs, special attachments for his legs, that a week later didn't fit anymore. Because he professed that one leg grew by 1.5 inches. And a little bit later, I've got a photo of him, and I'll show you. But before we get to that, there's three main types of healing that I think the Lord wants to really do in this church. Three main works. Number one is spiritual healing. Okay? Spiritual healing is where spiritual injury, if you will, is where sin has got into a person's life. And it's hurt, it's anguish, it's pain. There's issues where the Holy Spirit's like, "You know what? I can't manifest in you because there's something else here that shouldn't be here." And to get that spiritual healing, all you got to do is ask for forgiveness of whatever it is. So we are no better than anyone else. We just walk around knowing we're forgiven. That's the thing, you know. I know I'm forgiven. I know I've got up to some stuff that the Lord probably wasn't happy about. But every day, it's like, "Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Father. Good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Clean me. Cleanse me. Sort me out. Witness to me." Okay, we can get our spiritual healing from that. Next is emotional healing. Now, we read about this in Psalms 32. I think it's verse 5. Just checking. Guilt, bitterness, anger, all these things can really damage you emotionally. And we need emotional healing. And if we have a little look, let's just check I got the right verse. I think David has just got up to some stuff. So then I acknowledged my sin to you and did not cover up my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord. And you forgave the guilt of my sin. So now he doesn't feel guilty anymore. And he's emotionally healed. And that's huge because he did some stuff. Some naughty stuff. He did. Now through that emotional healing, that guilt was gone. And he was healed. Next, it's the one that everyone can see. It's the one that everyone looks at and they notice. And that's physical healing. Okay, now, this is blind eyes seeing again. This is deaf ears hearing again. And I have examples of these that I've been able to see with my own eyes, praise the Lord. We had a lady called Christine. She was in an old church of ours. She had a hearing aid. And it was clever because I didn't even know it was there. And she kept saying to me, how do you know God heals? How do you know God heals? How do you know? I kept saying, I've seen it. I've seen it. I've heard it. I've watched it happen in front of me. And then she kept doubting and kept doubting. And then one day she came up to me and she said, my hearing aid's gone off. The battery had run out. And she petitioned the Lord saying, give me a sign that you want me to go up for prayer to hear again. She said, well, that must be it. So she, unbelieving, she came up. She was like, that must be it then. Simple as that. And you know, we prayed and I heard like a in her ear. It was the weirdest thing. It was pretty gross, to be fair. But she could hear again. It was amazing. We had a lady called Jess. Right, Jess had a bad knee. I don't know if she had a knee replacement or something like that. She had a bad knee. And I had this anxiety. I was like, oh, what if she goes out in the spirit and can't get back up again? And I was on fire for knees at the time. I was praying for knees, and knees were getting healed. It was really weird. People come up to me with like an eye or something. I was like, okay, you go to the next guy, and I'll pray for your knees. And she went down. And I was like, oh, no. And I thought, I know what I'll do. If the Lord heals her, brilliant. If the Lord doesn't heal her, which I shouldn't have thought, then I'll just go and help her up on the sly. Got to the next person. All of a sudden, she's got the mic. She's standing at the front praising. And she's like, I'm healed. And I thought, well, I needed to hear that. You know, that was important for me. So let me just show you the next thing. This is George. George from Florida. I don't know if you can see his eyes clearly, but one's made of glass. And that's him standing up in his prosthetics. That's him when he's telling everyone they don't fit anymore. All right. Do we have the MP3? We do. Right, so I've got a little MP3, a little clip of George and his pastor being interviewed by, I think it's like God TV or something like that. But I think it's good for you guys to hear his words. It's about a minute, I think. Can we play that?
George, 727-831-5677, Clearwater, Florida. I had an embedded nerve in my amputated left leg that was constant pain in 2 years, and the pain is totally gone. Hip pain's totally gone, and the sight 100% restored to my left eye, which was 85% gone. Also, I'm seeing dark shadows through the glass eye on my right-hand side. Through a glass eye, I'm seeing dark shadows. Well, you can do anything when the good Lord's in charge.
You see my glass eye. Oh, my, that's cool.
Nothing God can't do.
Nothing God can't do.
That's right.
Okay, now you're a pastor.
Yes, I believe it's Way Church in Clearwater, Florida.
You can verify this. Is he telling the truth?
He's telling the truth. I've known George about 3.5 years now, and he has been in a lot of pain for 3 years. He's in and out of the hospital twice a year, and he's in the hospital anywhere from 3 to 4 months at a time.
Is that amazing, right? God is good. No, that was his pastor. I got to meet the guy. He was the most shocked in the room. That was the funny thing. He was just like, I can't believe this. Because the guy was complaining every day for nearly 4 years about the pain in his leg that he didn't have. It was like a phantom issue. So the leg was gone, but the pain was still there. And, I mean, I'd love to find the guy now. I didn't get too much details, but who knows? He might be walking around now. Interesting. And that's George. Now, we came back from that meeting from Florida, and I sat down with my pastor at the time and said, the Lord wants to get all the churches together. I've been working up at 3 o'clock that morning, which is happens a lot. And the Lord said, get the churches in the town together. So I went to the pastor and said, Pastor, go get the churches together. And he said, one's a Baptist, one's a Brethren, one's Church of England. This is not happening. One's a Methodist, but they're up for everything. All right. And he said, that's not going to happen. He said, that would be a miracle. And I had to go to work. And I said, well, I don't work miracles, but I know someone who does. It was a bit flippant. You have to be careful when talking to pastor. And you know what? 15 minutes later, the Brethren pastor approached and said, can we have some, please? And half hour after that, so 45 minutes after our convo, the Baptist church said, can we have some of that, please? And that miracle, that was miracle number one in Saffron Walden for us. And we got all the churches together, and we had people walking that couldn't walk, hearing that couldn't hear before. We had blind eyes seeing. We had all sorts. It was absolutely unreal. But you know what? Nothing's really changed. Nothing's changed at all. It's the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead is in all of us. That's that spirit he sent back for us. Can I get an amen? That's an amen moment, all right? That is so true. Now, the Lord said to me yesterday that he's got a word or a healing or a sign. He's got something for every single person that comes and asks for it. So I want to ask the prayer ministry team, whoever's here, just to come forwards for us. And we're just going to get a cue on one side and a cue on the other. If you want prayer, anything, just come and get it, okay? Now, the Lord has definitely wants to outpour on this church, and there is so much in a vault in heaven waiting to just land on all of us. And I'm telling you, as the disciples saw Christ, I saw this stuff happen. I've seen it. I've touched these people and prayed with them in my own hands, and I know it's not me. It's that same spirit that's in all of us. And I'm telling you, there is stuff waiting to land on every single one of these people. Okay, that's all of you. Have we got any prayer warriors? Any prayer team? Come to the front for me, please. Yes. Okay. Now, as they're coming up, let me just share just something really interesting that happened to me. I got up out of my bedroom when I was a kid, and I was going to the bathroom, and I saw a fella just sitting on top of our stairs. And you know when you're in a sleep, you're dazed, you just woke up and anything could be real? And I was like, was that an angel? And I went to the toilet, and I came back, and I was like, no, have a quick look. And there's nothing there. And the next day, I asked my mum, and she said, yeah, I pray for angels to protect our house, top of the stairs and the bottom of the stairs. And it wasn't even my prayer. Someone else prayed it. But I saw it, and it was real, and they exist, and they existed then, and they exist now. So if you believe, like me, in the God that can create absolutely everything in the universe in 6 days, pretty sure he can deal with whatever it is that's going on in your life right now. Okay? Could I get, if there's any of the band left, to just play something for us? Because there is something perfect, something special and spiritual that happens when we're praising and we're worshiping and we just usher in that movement of the Lord. And all I can say is it's there. Just come and get it. Okay? Yeah, please. Okay, if you want to worship, worship. If you want to come and get prayed for, come and get it. Okay? Thank you very much.